If I ask you, if someone slipped on the ice and fell this way, you would say he fell.
Backward.
All right, if he fell this way.
Forward.
If I ask you, if you went fishing, and I said, did you catch any fish? What would you say?
I caught a few.
All right. With reference to not catching any, what would you say?
I didn't catch any.
All right. A schoolboy might say I'm a scolding teacher. Why is she blaming me? I blame nothing wrong.
I've done nothing wrong.
All right. Someone apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Now that the boy's spoiled, when he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble.
Later.
Okay. When a farmer is plowing, when he finishes, what do you call each of those?
Row.
All right, if you have a good yield, you might say we raised a big one.
Crop. Okay.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
All right, if you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say we just...
cut a road.
Or did what to the land? You removed all the trees and brush and cut a road through it. You did what to the land?
Well, move on.
The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over the ground in the spring? The second cutting of clover or grass. Now, what do you call the old dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
I'm not
my phone. Okay. This has to do with that again. The wheat that is tied up, they tied into a what? You know, after they finish cutting the wheat.
Bundle.
The bundles or sheaves are piled up into a what?
I guess a stack.
All right. This is reference to how much is contained in a particular land. A person might say, we raised 40 blanks of wheat to an acre.
Bushel.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Better move on.
All right. If you and another man have got a job to do, when you told him about it, you say, you and?
Five.
If you are not speaking of him, just talking about him, you say the job is for?
You.
No, you're talking about the two of you. Mm-hmm. And if you're not talking, if you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for?
For him.
You're talking about the two of you. So you're not talking to him, you're talking about him. So you say the job is for?
For the two of us.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over.
John and I are coming over.
If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, it's
John, it's I.
If you're sitting right, if you're sitting here expecting someone who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only
Jimmy.
Or if it's a woman, you'll say it's...
it's John and Mary.
Or if it's two people, you say it's...
John and Mary.
All right, now.